Ready. Friday, we're culminating a long week of the almanac. Friday sometimes is really good. It's also basically sometimes Friday just any of the leftover jokes that may not have been used or didn't kind of make the cut earlier in the week. We kind of ended up on the cutting room floor for Monday through Thursday, and then we just bring them out on Friday because it just doesn't matter. Because everybody's happy on Friday. It doesn't matter. You can throw anything out there, and it's going to be
Friday's the most forgiving day. People are in a good mood, and then even if you screw up, they'll forget by Monday.
Listener discretion is advised. Today is Friday, April 21st, 111th day of the year, 254 days left to go. 1836, you've heard of the Alamo. They were remembering the Alamo earlier this year. In 1836, the Alamo fell, but they remembered the Alamo, and General Sam Houston eventually defeated Santa Ana at the Battle of San Jacinto. The battle decided the independence of Texas. Texas became independent. 1836, on this date, 1856, the Mississippi River was crossed by a rail train. For the first time,
Cool. It
didn't happen at Memphis, didn't happen at St. Louis, didn't happen at some of the big ports. It actually happened at Rock Island, the Rock Island Line. It was at Davenport, Iowa, Rock Island. You know that area as the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
Quiz for you. Do you know the Quad Cities?
Des Moines? No, I don't.
Well, we'll just stop right there.
It's
Moline, Bettendorf. Bettendorf is the one that I always forget. Moline, Davenport, and Rock Island are easy, but I always forget Bettendorf,
okay,
Iowa.
Okay, so I wasn't even close.
You were in the right state.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Well, I don't spend a lot of time in Iowa, so...
Or you can say the Quad Cities, Anoka, Ramsey, Champlin, and Andover. Those could also be considered the Quad Cities. 1898, Spanish-American War began on this date. Of course, we entered the war because the USS Maine, speaking of remember the Alamo, remember the Maine. 1898, the Maine was blowing up at Cuba Harbor, and we joined the war and battled and eventually defeated the Spanish. See you later. 1910, we mentioned Mark Twain, Samuel Langhorne Clemens. He died on this date at the age of 79. Are there any more American classics than Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer?
No, all good ones.
Just those are going to live on classics. And on 500 years from now, people are still going to be reading those books. And I was thinking about that. I remember doing a Tom Sawyer diorama. Did you ever make a diorama?
I did, but not for anything related to Mark Twain.
Okay. Tom Sawyer.
But we did read him in high school.
I did a Tom Sawyer diorama. Would have been in middle school. And, you know, everybody was picking the scene where they're whitewashing the fence, right? Everybody did that. I did the one where Injun Joe killed the guy. Injun Joe killed the doc out in the woods. And I had the little cowboys and Indians, you know, those little plastic...
Yeah.
Figurines, kind of like the Green Army men, but these were the red and blue and green cowboys and Indians. And I just happened to have an Indian that was kind of in the form and in the shape of a guy that was going to stab somebody, and glued it to the bottom
did
of this box.
Did you get talked to after that one? Or
no, they liked it. I got an A.
Oh,
I didn't
good.
Get talked to. It was a scene in the book. They probably wouldn't allow that now. They probably don't even do dioramas anymore. They say, go do something on your computer.
Right.
But, so that was really cool. And it was neat because you could make, then you would do it in certain light. You'd make these little holes in there and it would look like it was at night, like it was moonlight. And you had trees and there were shadows. It was really cool. I think that's what we're going to do here on Bob FM. I think we're going to do an almanac diorama. We're going to sign that. That's going to be an assignment. It needs to be in before Memorial Day, and then we'll pass on the grades.
You take a stab at that, and I'll fill in the gaps once you have the base done.
We could use Facebook.
That
was 1910 that we lost Mark Twain. 1918, the Baron went down. The Baron.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. The Bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. Any man died trying to end that spree of the Bloody Red Baron of Germany.
And you know, his pizza wasn't too bad either.
I know, I was going to say, I enjoyed the pizza.
Manfred von Richthofen, the German aviator known as the Red Baron. He was only 25.
I know, wow.
And he got shot down World War I. 80 men died. He shot down 80 guys before he got shot down. That's a pretty good run. That was 1918. 1967, a bit of a black eye on the Soviet Union. Svetlana Stalina, who was the daughter of Joseph Stalin. Of course, the premier, he led Russia through World War II. Mm-hmm. She actually defected in New York City. She defected to the United States, the daughter of Joseph Stalin.
Wow.
Not a ringing endorsement of communism, no, would
no
you
kidding.
Say? 1967, 1989. Now, I never owned a Game Boy. I played a Game Boy. I remember playing Tetris on these things. Some of my younger friends, or I don't think any of my younger brothers had them either, but somehow I got my hand on a Game Boy early 90s, and I remember playing Tetris. It was a Nintendo game, and it came out on this day. Quite revolutionary is what they tell me. And that was back in 89. 1995, Janet Reno.
Timothy McVeigh, age 27, who we previously called John Doe number one, the man with the light brown crew cut, was arrested by local authorities on a traffic violation about 60 miles from Oklahoma City on Wednesday morning.
1995, Timothy McVeigh arrested, charged with bombing the Oklahoma City Federal Building 2 days earlier. Of course, Terry Nichols also would be arrested, and he was part of the plot as well. He helped McVeigh pull that off back in 1995. 1996, the controversial Jimmy the Greek died.
You know, upsets do happen, really.
Yeah, like I was going to ask you about Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford.
Stick to football, Brent. Come on.
Those were the best days of the NFL today. You had your Phyllis George, you had your Brent Musburger, you had your Irv Cross, and you had Jimmy the Greek Snyder giving us his picks. He was a gambling man. He was an odds maker. And then he got rich on the NFL. And then he said some pretty stupid things later on in the 80s having to do with race. Might even been early 90s. I can't remember. But he then lost his job. He died on this date in 1996. Jimmy the Greek, 76 years old. 2004, California grand jury indicted Michael Jackson on charges of child molestation. That cleared the way for prosecutors to take the pop superstar to trial. A lot of bad things came
Big
out of
deal.
Those trials and out of those out of that testimony. Just some strange things. And wish Michael would have been able to keep himself out of that. 2004. 2016, we've been talking a lot about this. You've been hearing about it.
Funny news today about the loss of a hometown favorite, a true icon. Prince died this morning in his Chanhassen home.
He was 57 years old. Born Prince Rogers Nelson in Minneapolis in 1958, he created a sound like none other, putting our local music scene on the map.
Frank and Angela from WCCO giving us the news on this date exactly 1 year ago.
Yeah.
I found out about it on Twitter. I'm sitting here in the studio, and it was during the Bobathon, and I looked on my Twitter, and all of a sudden we started hearing about issues at Paisley Park. Turned the TV on, we got live coverage, and then sometime afternoon they confirmed that it was somebody that was dead, and that somebody was the one and only Prince Rogers Nelson.
Yeah, I was here too, and I get TMZ breaking updates on my phone, and they broke it to me too. And I still remember watching all that coverage. Mm-hmm. At first, they didn't think it was him.
He was only 57.
Yeah,
it was a drug overdose. It was a mix, a bad mixture, a lethal mixture of very, very potent drugs. And he was only 57. I think the thing for him, you see all the celebrations going on today. He never forgot his roots. He never left Minnesota out of the equation. He always included Minnesota. Of course, he kept a home here. He was always a fan of the sports teams. He wasn't always out in the open, but behind the scenes, as we learn more about after his death, how he would help people and, you know, use his money for good and things like that.
Yeah, and the love was reciprocated here. We went out to downtown Minneapolis last year, the night that he died, outside of First Avenue, and it was crazy. Tens of thousands of people climbing on stoplights, and then they had like this makeshift stage, and a bunch of local artists came out and did some tributes to him. It was super cool. Didn't have a shot in you-know-what of getting inside of the First Avenue.
No.
That night, because there were so many people. It was really cool to be a part of it, though.
Goodbye, Paisley Prince, on this date a year ago. Let's move on to birthdays. Queen Elizabeth II going strong at 91.
She's having a good run.
QE2. Happy birthday to her. She is 91. Charles Grodin, he was the father in the Beethoven movies trying to wrestle that St. Bernard. He would always lose. He was 82 today. Iggy Pop, 70 today,
wow.
The punk rocker. Every time I see a picture of Iggy Pop, I'm going, hey, have a cheeseburger, guy. Come
on,
have a cheeseburger.
Yeah, he always has his shirt off, even now. He
Skin
pulls his shirt
and
off
bones.
Almost immediately.
Skin and bones, the godfather of punk rock. He is 70 today. Tony Danza.
All right, young lady, get yourself ready for school. And also get yourself ready for a lengthy grounding. And another thing, you know we don't take these fluffy towels to the beach?
He was the boss on Who's the Boss, and he was Tony Banta on Taxi. He's had his own talk show, Tony Danza, and he's had some work done on his face. I think he really enjoys the Botox. Yep. He is 66. Happy birthday, Tony Danza. Singer by the name of Paul Carrick. Now, we know him as one of the singers and one of the guys from Mike and the Mechanics. He was also in Squeeze. He did some solo stuff, but sometimes people are surprised to find out that he got his start with a group called Ace. And this fabulous one-hit wonder from the 70s. There he is, Paul Carrick singing, and he is 66. Happy birthday to him. Andy McDowell is 59. Let's go to Punxsutawney, shall we?
There is something so familiar about this.
Hmm?
Do you ever have deja vu?
Didn't you just ask me that?
Andy McDowell and Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. She is 59. She was in the most recent
of
the remake of Footloose and Four Weddings and a Funeral. Happy birthday, Andy McDowell, A-N-D-I-E. She is 59. Happy birthday. Nicole Sullivan is 47. I've seen her on Black-ish. So she's a neighbor on Black-ish, if you watch that show on ABC, Mad TV. And I remember her best, though, as the dog walker, the blonde friend of the Heffernans on King of Queens.
Arthur, I hadn't planned on you actually being in the photo.
Why not? It's a picture of everyone you walk.
Yeah, but I'm sending these to my clients, and I'm not sure that they would understand that I walk a human being. When they see your name on the list, I tell them you're a schnauzer.
Good stuff. Nicole Sullivan is 47. Rob Riggle, he's the funny guy at Fox NFL. They use on their Fox NFL Sunday show. He does all the humorous, kind of funny stuff, little bits about football teams, and he makes fun of coaches and players and general NFL stuff. NFL doesn't usually like to make fun of themselves, so it's good to have a little comic relief with Rob Riggle. I loved his appearance. It was short, but it was a great appearance in the movie Hangover.
Yeah, so good.
There you go. That's the stuff. I like the intensity. I had the tiger. Good. You're holding 50,000 volts, little man. Don't be afraid to ride the lightning.
Stop! Stop! In the face! In the face!
Zach Galifianakis gets the taser in the face. Then he calls him Fat Jesus earlier. That's good stuff. Rob Riggle is 47. Now, James McAvoy is 38. Just in this new movie that was out called Split, somebody told me I need to see that. He's got split personality.
It's
very good. I really kind of got to know him earlier on as the young Professor X in the X-Men.
The advent of the nuclear age may have accelerated the mutation process. Individuals with extraordinary abilities may already be among us.
James McAvoy is 38. Of course, he could read people's minds, and with the help of his cerebro, he could read people's minds around the world. He's 38 today. And Tony Romo, he's my quarterback, as Terrell Owens would say. Tony Romo just retired, and he's going to be prominently featured on CBS's coverage for football. He's going to be the lead analyst.
Yeah, didn't he, like, bounce somebody out of there
Phil Sims.
Yeah.
It was controversial. Tony Romo has never done a TV broadcast, as far as that I know of, at least not at this level in the regular season, because he's always been playing. Tony Romo, 37, good luck to him. I'm sure he'll do fine. It was just the circumstances were a little bit strange. Yeah. So happy birthday, Tony Romo.
All right, so moving on to Gone But Not Forgotten. We're going to go all the way back to 1782. Educator Friedrich Froebel, born on this day. You might know him best because he founded what is known as modern-day kindergarten, one of my personal favorite grades.
What's your fondest memory of kindergarten?
I remember doing the Christmas concert, and that was always really fun because we could dress up and all the kids would sing, and I got to play the little chime bells. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Yeah,
we had a sandbox and we had the cardboard blocks that we could make, and we learned how to tie our shoes. And that's now they're learning algebra in kindergarten these days.
Yeah, his big thing with kindergarten was making sure to incorporate play into the learning was kind of the key there.
Way to go, Frederick.
So modern kindergarten. He also designed educational play materials known as Froebel Gifts.
Way to go.
Which are like geometric building blocks and
huge
stuff. So fun. And just in time for Earth Day tomorrow, born on this day, 1838, is naturalist John Muir. He was the first president of the Sierra Club and is also known as John of the Mountains. He was an early advocate for the preservation of the wilderness in the United States, and definitely helped with the Yosemite Valley, Sequoia National Park, and other wilderness areas in their conservation efforts. So it was John Muir. Also, inventor, movie producer, and director Edwin Porter was born on this day in 1870. And he's kind of cool because he co-invented the motion picture camera with Thomas Edison.
Yeah, Edison gets all the credit, but don't forget about Edwin Porter. Good old Tommy wouldn't have been able to do it without him.
Exactly. And they directed The Great Train Robbery, which was a groundbreaking movie in its time because it was the first picture with a continuous story.
Fabulous.
No other film had created such a variety of scenes. So very cool. Edwin Porter, born on this day. Also born on this day in 1915, Academy Award-winning actor Anthony Quinn. He won Oscars.
That's my Zorba the Greek for you this morning.
Yes, that is his best-known role, is Zorba the Greek. He also won Oscars for his movie Lust for Life. He was in Lawrence of Arabia and Viva Zapata as well. So Anthony Quinn right there. Born on this day in 1930, businessman Don Tyson. It might be a good day to fry up a steak on the grill and celebrate today because he was the founder of Tyson
steaks?
Foods.
Did they do steaks? I mean, they're basically chicken and turkey,
chicken,
aren't they?
Yeah, they have steak strips, though.
They do?
Yeah.
Like Steakums?
Yep. It was making me hungry this morning. I was looking at all the variety they have.
I'm a big Jennie-O guy, but Tyson is good, too. You know, my favorite, though, is the Jennie-O turkey loaf.
Yeah.
Where one half of it is white and the other half is dark meat reconstituted. Yum, yum, yum. And the gravy you can make from the drippings.
I don't know about that. But Don Tyson was named one of the world's 1,000 richest people with a net worth of over $1 billion in March of 2007 before his death. Also born on this day in 1931, country singer Carl Blue.
How about him?
How can you leave without regret? That easy to forget.
Probably his most remembered hit. Am I that easy to forget?
Before you leave, be sure you find.
And we're not forgetting you, Carl Ballou, because this is the Almanac, and we don't forget you.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, he did have a bunch of hits of his own, but he also wrote singles for Johnny and Jack, Eddie Arnold, Jim Reeves, and many others did covers of his songs, including Waylon Jennings. So, very cool. Carl Ballou, born on this day, 1931. And finally, born on this day in 1948, singer Paul Davis.
Sing along. You know, Brittany, as you know, I like my rock like I like my Miller Light.
Yep.
He had some country hits, too. He had Ride 'Em Cowboy, Sweet Life.
Yeah, and he was a guest vocalist on a couple of number ones by Marie Osmond and Tanya Tucker, too.
Yeah.
And he died one day after his 60th birthday on April 22nd in 2008. However, back in 1986, he actually survived a shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. He was basically being mugged when he was with a gal, and he got shot in the abdomen, but he did survive and lived
on
until
Beale Street?
2008. I don't know if it was
Things can get rough on Beale Street.
I don't know about that, but... he's hit 60 years old, though. It was Paul Davis, born on this day in 1948, and they're all gone, but they're not forgotten.
Yeah, one of the hits he had was one where he sang with Tanya Tucker and Paul Overstreet, I Won't Take Less Than Your Love, and I'm going to play that here.
Sure,
do you have any Gone But Not Forgotten or regular fact-checking that you need?
I don't. It was pretty brief this morning.
Okay, well, that's good. I need to mention that the Bob Almanac, the Friday edition, it's brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate, located in Annandale. Just ripping up the real estate market there in Annandale. This guy's setting the tone, and he's the guy you want to contact. It's Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. And a reminder that all of this week's almanacs will be available online at Bob FM's website, mybobcountry.com.